Chapter 6.
The Jedi didn't give a second thought to my world and its suffering. The only Jedi who ever did was my poor late master, Kai Nerik. The Republic and its lick-spittled Jedi parasites left him to fight and die alone. And now, the fine, decent, oh-so-moral Republic wonders why it's made so many enemies.
A sage Ventress of Ratatak, Force user and sworn enemy of the Jedi.
Frontline, Crystal City. The forward edge of the Separatist shield passed over Rex and Kenobi as they crouched beside the shattered wall, making Rex's scalp tingle. "Now let's do some proper damage," Kenobi said. He drew his lightsaber and plunged into the first rank of spider droids, slashing at their extended cannons and managing to deflect fire at the same time. Rex didn't see much of him after that. As the clone captain opened up with both sidearms at nearly point-blank range, he was aware only of the shrapnel flying in front of him, almost in slow motion, and rattling against his helmet and chest plate. Liquid spattered on his visor. He fought a reflex to wipe it away because it would turn into an oily smear and blind him. The battle droids behind the spiders slowed for a moment, trying to step over the barrier the fallen shells had created. Rex seized the moment to find cover around the corner of the comm post building. He heard the missile coming even before he saw the blip on his HUD sensors. He had just enough time to whip his head around and see something streak overhead before he threw himself flat and masonry rained down on him. A chunk hit him square in the back, winding him. By the time he got to his knees, he could see that it was the comm post that had taken the impact. And two walls and the roof were gone. Astonishingly, a couple of clone gunners were still operating a repeating blaster in the debris, laying down fire. How they'd survived the blast, Rex would never know. There was white plastoid armor everywhere. Rex didn't have time to check, but he counted the scattered helmets as KIAs. A mix of anger at the deaths and a guilty flicker of relief, "I'm still alive, I'm still moving," washed over him. Then he snapped straight back to training so ingrained that it was instinct, pure muscle memory.
"Get out of there,"
he yelled, gesturing furiously at gunners to clear the area.
"You crazy or something? Fall back. Get to the arty pieces."
They ran as ordered, joining the general retreat. Battle droids swarmed after the troopers. One grabbed a gunner and lifted him by the throat. Rex turned to help, but before he'd even aimed, Kenobi appeared from nowhere and sliced through the droid's arm, missing the trooper's head by a hair. The battle droid fell back as if punched by an invisible fist. Rex knew the Force in action when he saw it, but it swung its cannon arm at the general, and by then, Rex had aimed his blaster. He poured his entire clip into it. Metal flew everywhere. Kenobi spun around. "Thanks, Rex." He hauled the injured trooper clear. Just being grabbed with a metal fist like that did a lot of damage. "Get your men out! Get back to the artillery position!"
"We're stuffed, sir, unless we let the shield overtake the cannon, that is."
"Fire cannon within the shield?"
"I know it'll direct the blast and the overpressure will cream us, but we're dead either way unless Skywalker can kill that shield generator. Might as well take as many tinnies down with us as we can."
Kenobi shoved him away in the direction of the artillery. "It's not a suicide mission yet, Rex. Not on my watch. Get your men out and defend those cannons. I'll slow these clankers down."
"Sir, with respect, you're crazy."
"No, I'm your general, and it's an order. Get clear."
"I don't leave any man behind."
But Rex did, because it was an order. And the smart, automatic soldier part of his brain, trained and drilled and honed to respond, reminded him that orders were there for a reason. His body was moving away at speed while he was still arguing with himself. He gathered troopers as he ran, but he couldn't resist looking back. And the last thing he saw before he ran for the cannons was Kenobi slashing a battle droid in half at the waist before a Separatist tank crashed through the last remains of a wall.